Chad and Ballsy Daily with material from Chad and Ballsy's live show on 104.9 The Wolf.
I was out last night at Libel Field watching my son play high school football.
Beautiful field.
Oh, unreal, man. Yeah. If they just blindfolded you and dropped you in that place, you'd think you were almost in another city just with all the trees and stuff, because we're not used to a lot of trees. But the sky was all, like, you talk about land of living skies. Oh, it was beautiful. The different, like, just the sun setting and everything.
Yeah.
But, man, was it cold.
Yeah.
Like, it was, and I got into my car. And how much do you trust the gauge in your car to tell you the temperature?
It's off a
because
lot,
it said plus one, and I'm like, there's no way that was plus one.
Well, it doesn't factor in wind.
I know, but it was cold, man.
Yeah, I think, and that's the thing too, right? In Saskatchewan, it's like clear skies are nice, but that usually means it's freaking cold.
Yeah,
like, at least when it's cloudy, you're like, okay, it might be a little warmer.
Yeah,
we are like right now it's minus 15 with the wind, so it's a wintry kind of feeling morning. There's no doubt about that. And it seems way too early. It's going to be a long winter, dude.
We say this every year, though. Actually, it's funny you brought this up because I, once again, low on gas. I had to put gas in my car this morning at 4 in the morning.
Gaslight?
I'm coming in. And I'm like, after I put the gas and got in the car, I'm like, you know, Chad and I will probably complain about how cold it is, but we do this every year. This is what we
do. Yeah, but not this time of year.
You don't think so?
It snowed
a week earlier last year than it did this year, believe it or not. I look back.
Why don't you stop being positive and let me just suck the life out of everything.
How come you came in today like that?
Negative this morning.
How come you came in negative today?
I'm not negative this morning. Just about the weather.
I tell you.
Other than that, I'm fine.
I was a little...
Oh, the man. And damn the man.
Damn the man. I'll tell you what. Why don't you... If you want to get in a good mood, why don't you just look
smoke at... drugs? Okay.
No.
What?
Look at your son's Instagram page.
My son doesn't have an
Instagram
page. Yes.
Should.
Oh, yes.
He should.
Look at my 13-month-old's Instagram page. Wow. Look. You know what the sad thing is?
You're such a narcissist.
He would have
way more followers. He would.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Minor game tonight. Taking on the Stampeders. So we've got a little bit of time here. Let's call up John Ryan's wife, star of Shameless on Showtime and Insatiable on Netflix, Sarah Colonna. Let's give her a call here.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Chad and Ballsy here. I got to ask you a question, okay? First question out of the shoot.
Okay.
First question out of the shoot. How disgruntled were you at the last Rider game when Cody Fajardo's wife's getting all the publicity, but there is a TV star / world famous comedian in the crowd and nobody puts a camera on you? I felt bad for you. I was actually mad for you.
No, I don't want the camera on me during a game. I say things, I scream obscenities. It's way better if they keep it off of me.
You don't hold back in the stands at all?
No, I don't. I felt actually bad for her because I think it was her first game and she just wanted to enjoy it. Mm. And they had the camera on her the whole time because, like, you know, a couple of times, but they just kept going back to her.
Right.
And at first I didn't really know why because I was like, she and I had never met before. So I was like, oh, I wonder, you know, why this camera keeps coming over here. And then when I got a couple of tweets and I saw, you know, her name was like next to mine or whatever, I was like, oh, and then I never introduced myself to her because it got too awkward. And I was like, well, now it's too late. halfway through the game, if I turn around and say, like, hi, I'm Sarah, she's going to be like, yeah, we've been sitting next to each other for 2 hours. So,
yeah, I get that.
Hey, what's it like to hang around with the other players' wives and girlfriends?
You know, honestly, that was the first. I hadn't really met many of them yet because I guess just since, you know, it's his first year here and I hadn't been here that much just for the home games, but then we just kind of go home after the game, so I hadn't met a lot of them. In Seattle I had, and in my mind I thought it was going to be like this whole thing where everyone's just like, you know, talking about each other behind their back. Like, I watch a lot of reality TV and I just assumed it was going to be like that, but they were like disappointingly kind to me, so I was it was not nearly as exciting as I thought it was going
to
be.
Sarah Colonna joining us. So be honest, it's starting to cool down now. How are we feeling about the weather in Saskatchewan?
You know, I'm a warm weather person, so it's a little cold. But I was fine during the game the other day. I'm in Calgary right now. I have a feeling 7:30 p.m. game in Calgary tonight is not going to be nearly as Otherwise, but I just wear a lot of layers. I drink a lot of wine, and that warms you up from the inside. You know, that
wine. You do. You're a wine. You're a wine. Red or white?
Whatever's available.
That's prison talk. That's like, I'll drink whatever they're making in the toilet. Yeah. I don't care.
So, are you staying out here for Canadian Thanksgiving, or are you getting out of here after the game?
No, I'm leaving tomorrow after the game, and then I'll be back for the November 2nd game. But I'm kind of bummed to miss Canadian Thanksgiving.
Do you find it weird we celebrate way before you?
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's just how it is. Obviously, it's two different holidays, but yeah, it was kind of confusing. In fact, John and I went to his uncle's the other night, and we just thought we were going to dinner, and they had made like an early Thanksgiving dinner because everyone wasn't going to be together. So I actually already kind of got my Canadian Thanksgiving, and turns out you guys eat the same food that we do. So that's
it's
good.
Crazy, right?
It's amazing.
Our oxygen is somewhat similar. It's really the strangest thing.
So
Canadians,
how did you
find? They're just like us.
Yeah, that's right. They're just like you. That's right. So is it tougher being a comedian or being on a TV show like Insatiable or Shameless?
Which I'll plug that Insatiable just started streaming this morning, by the way.
That's right.
No big deal.
No big deal, yeah.
No big deal, yeah. You know, I think they're equally hard in different ways. The thing about being on a TV show versus stand-up is they can edit it. You can do different takes. If you mess up your line, you can go back. But when you're on stage live, it's just all on you. And, like, nobody else wrote it. You wrote it. So everything is sort of on your shoulders. So if something doesn't work, if you can't be like, oh, well, I didn't write that episode. It's like it's your, but that's also what makes it really fun, because the instant reaction, instead of, you know, we filmed Insatiable from like March to June. And then, you know, now we just waited for it to come out, and it just came out today. So there's this like long lag, whereas on stage you get this instant gratification, I guess, if you will.
Hey, I got one last question for you before we let you go. You got any tips for people that are in a long distance relationship? Because how hard is it to? Because coming from LA to Saskatchewan, that's got to be hard to connect flights and everything.
Yeah, I would say my tip would be lots of photos. But keep your head out of them. Keep your head out of the photos.
Okay.
Your face.
Yeah,
no face.
I fully understand.
I know where you're going. Hey, good luck tonight. Yeah. Cheering on your husband. Hopefully, it's a big game for the Riders. They get first place, and good luck. You're the good luck charm, and I'm hoping you get some FaceTime too.
I'm very excited about it. I think it's going to be a great game, and I see the Riders win, so I can't wait.
Right on. Thanks, Sarah.
Thanks, you guys.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Guns N' Roses, they're douches, and they're back at it again.
Oh, how
I shouldn't say they're douches. I should say Axl is, I think. So they have this one fan. He's been to 32 shows. 32 GNR shows.
Spent his hard-earned money to go to their shows.
Yeah, yeah. And he's got all of the band members' autographs tattooed on his arm. Even named his son Axl.
Okay.
Okay?
So he's a big-time fan.
And
fanatic.
He's like a message board junkie online, that kind of thing. And he actually very openly searched for the Chinese Democracy sessions. Like, he wanted all the extra audio from the album recordings and stuff like that. And he found them. And then the audio of those sessions somehow leaked online. And Guns N' Roses figure it's because this guy. So they actually met him. They had security meet this guy outside of a show in Wichita, Kansas, and not let him in. They didn't let him into the show because he had allegedly, there wasn't even any proof, allegedly leaked this audio online. Axl, and you know it's Axl because none of the other band members, other than Richard Fortus, who was in the, and Dizzy Reed, other than them, Dizzy's not even with GNR anymore, I don't think. But, like, those are the only ones that would care because they're the only ones part of the Chinese Democracy sessions. Slash and Duff don't care.
Yeah.
So you know it's Axl. And Axl is also the same guy who tried to have all those fat photos of him yanked off the internet, remember?
Yeah. How about Don't Be Fat? There won't be any
or
photos.
Just like, this guy has been to 32 of your shows.
Yeah, he's spending his hard-earned money. Don't you have bigger things to worry about?
Can we just not? Can you let this slide, Axl? When you point it out, it makes it worse. Nobody, Axl, was going to search up the audio from your Chinese Democracy sessions. Most people don't even care about Chinese Democracy, let alone the audio that did not make the album.
That's the album that took 33 years to come out, wasn't it?
Right. Nobody would care about that.
No, nobody would, yeah.
But now they do.
It's Axel.
And now I kind of want to search for it online just to listen to it because I know it pisses Axel off. I love Guns N' Roses. And I thought Axel did a great job when they were here at Mosaic Stadium. But that being said, what is with this guy?
Axel being Axel.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
It's interesting what people come up with on social media to get followers, and Michael Reeves has done a great job.
Mm.
This guy has an empty room, and he didn't know how to decorate it. He's like, I don't know what to do. So he set up a bot on Twitter where it allowed people to go to Amazon, share a link of an item on Amazon, and if the most and whichever item most people liked on his Twitter page, the bot would immediately buy. And every 15 minutes, this Twitter bot bought an item for his room. So it's actually kind of genius how it's set up, but as you could guess, he got some really, really strange items that the internet bought for him.
Okay.
People suggested that he buy a Japanese synthesizer. So he did, because of this. Now, there was a $25 limit.
I was going to say, what's the limit?
It was a $25 limit on every item at first, and then he boosted it to 90 because chances are he got some endorsements or something along the way. But so a Japanese synthesizer was bought, a bread-shaped pillow, also a sex swing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, of course. Bikini briefs.
I had one of those, by the way.
Somebody bought bikini briefs. Now, I'm not sure how that would decorate the room, but okay. A potato planting kit. So it's suggested that he grow potatoes in his room. Also, a bronze statue of a man's ass. A talking pickle Rick from Rick and Morty. Inflatable hot dog mat lounge. So it's just a big, giant inflatable hot dog you can lie down on.
How big's this room?
I don't know. It better be big. And a book of images you shouldn't masturbate to.
On the sex swing. By the way, I love how you blew past the comment that I had a sex swing.
Why? You have one?
I got one.
You have a sex
swing? Well, I had one, yeah.
Did you buy it?
No, I got it given to me.
Sure.
No, I did.
Oh, no.
But I didn't know how to hang it, so I didn't ever hang it.
Did you not want to hang it because you were embarrassed or because you physically don't know how to hang
No, I would never have been embarrassed.
Yeah, yeah.
When you got a body like this, you don't get embarrassed. I'm just joking. No, I didn't know how to hang it. So,
is it a solo sex swing?
It would be now. It
comes with a little pouch for your Kleenex.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
If you go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, you can vote on who you'd like to see inducted.
Yeah,
it's an informal thing. Anyway, yeah, whatever. They're going to announce the inductions for the 2020 class.
The nominees.
Nominees. Yeah, sorry. Tuesday, they're going to do that. Anyway, more than 80,000 votes have been cast so far on who the fans think should go in next. And the leading band is right here, Motley Crue.
Yeah.
Crank it up.
Deserving.
I think they should be in there. Now,
yeah, I mean, if Def Leppard's in there, Motley Crue should.
Yeah, I don't think if ABBA's in there, Motley Crue should be in there.
Janet Jackson's in there, Motley
Crue. That's right, Madonna. Yeah. So they were the top choice. At number two was Blink 182.
Yeah.
Iron Maiden came in three. Iron Maiden should be ahead of Motley Crue, in my opinion.
Maiden gets the short end of the stick with a lot of things.
Yeah.
Iron Maiden always gets kind of underappreciated.
And they wouldn't need to pay for their travel costs because they'd fly themselves in.
Yeah,
Bruce would fly him in. Dave Matthews.
Honestly, man, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame doesn't pay for anything.
I know they're
for the artists.
It's a waste of time.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is known for being very cheap. They don't give the artists anything. They don't let them invite anybody. Like, it's just the worst.
From the one, what's it called again? The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
So Motley Crue is one.
Yeah.
Blink 182 is the second choice. Iron Maiden 3.
Yeah.
I could kind of go with Dave Matthews Band because they're kind of rock. Styx is in there.
Sure.
Boston and Weezer, but in the...
Weezer, too.
Yeah, but why is Cher in there? It's the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Just change the name already.
But again, if Madonna and...
I know.
And Janet Jackson...
I know.
Cher should be in there for sure.
Yeah, she should be
for
in there.
For sure she should
She
be
should
in
be in there ahead of Janet Jackson, actually, to be honest with you.
Yeah, well, if I could turn back time. Get it?
If I could find a way.
If I could get the image out of my head. Remember that music video?
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
So the NBA is worried right now. Listen, China has a lot to do with the NBA's success. It all happened back in the late 80s when Michael Jordan was the big thing. And everybody in China.
Yao Ming.
Yeah. Yeah, and then Yao Ming in the 2000s signed with the Houston Rockets.
Right. So the Rockets went there for this along with some other teams. They went there overseas for kind of like a
while ago. Yeah.
Yeah, diplomatic thing there.
But I guess all the controversy came out of the general manager Daryl Morey who tweeted that he was supporting Hong Kong.
Yeah.
Okay. And that was not taken too well by China. See, China doesn't have a real sense of humor when it comes to criticism of any kind. They don't like it. They had to censor the information.
Lakers played the Nets yesterday, and they had to scrub the logos off, sand the logos off the floor, like peel the logos off the floor and then re-sand the floor. And no NBA logos were allowed at the stadium or nothing. They couldn't do a pregame interview. Adam Silver couldn't do a press conference. Nothing.
Well, Adam Silver did.
Okay.
Nonetheless, he did talk.
Yeah.
And he basically said, like, listen, we get it, we understand, and we hope our relationship can carry on. But, you know, we're about freedom of speech too,
they're about dollars
too. But what's happening here is crazy. They sent out a tweet, essentially kind of pussyfooting around the whole idea of backing Daryl Morey up, and then the tweet that was actually in Mandarin was essentially calling Morey an idiot. So the NBA put out two separate tweets with two, like the translation, you would assume is the exact same thing they put out in English, but it wasn't. It was calling him an idiot, basically saying, like, we think what he said was wrong and all this stuff. So, and yesterday it was made very clear that the NBA was either going to have to pick freedom of speech or money. And everybody just assumed they were going to go with money, but I guess they're not.
Mm.
Here's hoping. The one thing that we're hearing is that the NBA is such a big deal in China that they can't just shut it off. Like, the NBA is still...
Well, I have to agree. I haven't been agreeing with him lately, but Trump had a good point. Like, he did have a good point. Steve Kerr and Greg Popovich, two outspoken NBA guys, can talk however they want to talk about their own president. Like, they just carve the United States and Trump, but they won't say a darn thing about China.
No, it's true. No, it's not.
It's about money.
No, it's not. Because Donald Trump loves to think that when it's a tweet against him, that it's a tweet against the United States. It's not. It's a tweet against him, not the country. It's against
him.
They're
speaking out about their own leader, and they won't speak out about China.
And in America, you can.
And you can do it about China, too. And you can do it about China, too.
And they've proven now you can, and they allow it now.
Yeah, no. But it's about money. It's about money.
I know it's about money.
It's about money.
For Donald Trump to say that, he should shut up. Just, you know what, sit down.
Just once admit that the guy was right with what he said.
He wasn't. He wasn't right.
Yeah, he was.
No, because Donald Trump is like, I wish I was a dictator and I didn't have to take criticism.
I don't like what Donald Trump's been doing, especially with Turkey, but I'm going to tell you this right now. In that instance, he's right. The NBA's out to lunch.
Take his freaking phone away. Just take it away.
NBA's out to lunch.
Chad and Ballsy Daily.
Rider game day. Sport your green, right?
You got to sport your green.
You got to sport your green.
I got mine on.
I got my jersey on. I got my...
George Reed won.
George Reed.
By the way, did he get a nice standing ovation at the last game? The place stood up. They showed a picture of him on the big screen because he's at the game.
They should stand up every time he's on this screen.
Oh, he's unreal.
Whether it's his birthday or not.
Yeah, absolutely. Nice jersey. I like it, man.
Yeah.
Anyway, I always have a chance to catch up with Darian Durant every week because I'm kind of a big deal with him. Yeah, mic drop. Yeah. Anyway, ask Darian about playing, like, because Micah Johnson and Charleston Hughes, they're playing against their old teammate there.
See what that's
take
like.
Take us inside the head of Micah Johnson and also of Charleston Hughes. A first-place battle. They go back to Calgary. I saw how excited you were to beat the Riders the first time when you were with the Alouettes. These guys are going to be licking their chops to get after Bo Levi Mitchell, I assume.
No question. They're going to be playing with a different type of adrenaline this game. I can guarantee you that, you know, being able to go back to a situation where you probably feel like you should still be. And, you know, you have a lot to prove, especially Charleston. So, you know, I know he's going to be fired up to go. And he's going to have those guys fired up to try to do it for him. So it's going to be a good battle up front in those trenches. Honestly, I think that's where the game is going to be won or lost. So, you know, just keep an eye on those trenches. It's going to be a good one.
And lastly, Doubles, what's it like to run out of the visitor's tunnel onto that field and see half the stadium in green and white?
It's wonderful. It's wonderful. I mean, you know, you're supposed to be going into a hostile environment in Calgary, and Rider Nation just turns it into a home game for you. It's just an awesome feeling. And, you know, you're going to need that in that environment, in this type of game. You're going to need the fans on your side. So it's going to be good to see half of the stadium in green and white, and it'll help those boys out for sure.
Hey, Doubles, thanks for this. Happy Thanksgiving, my friend, to you and your family. I know you're an American, but you're Canadian too, man.
No problem, man. Thanks. Thanks again, and happy Thanksgiving to all of Canada and especially Rider Nation as well. Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.